low to avoid the windows. "It's Carrie," he whispered. "Carrie's out front." "The film girl?" Lindsay's gun was still aimed at Sam's chest. Sam heard the door knocking, the chirpy ignorance of Carrie's voice.
"I'm here to rescue you, girl," she called. "I'm here to take you back to civilization."
"What do we do with him?" Lindsay gestured towards Harry's.
"Hello? Am I being ghosted or something? Hello?"
Sam longed to run to her, but she knew Lindsay would shoot if she did. "We need to let her in." Dennis licked a thumb and wiped Sam's face, looking over her clothes for signs of blood.
"Come in,"
he shouted. He went around the house to meet Carrie out front, while Sam and Lindsay stayed where they were, listening to them talk. Sam tried not to think about what might have already happened if Carrie hadn't shown up. Sam heard Dennis telling Carrie that she wasn't here, and Carrie telling him she would wait. Her arms started to ache as she held them in front of her, but Lindsay looked as if she could stand there all day, her gun now aimed directly at Sam's neck.
"Whose car is that?"
Carrie was asking.
"Just Lindsay's,"
Dennis said. "Lindsay? Oh, dude, you have to stop this." Carrie lowered her voice. "Upsetting Sam? Commitment? Marriage?" Sam's eyes filled with tears. Carrie was so close. All she wanted was to run to her. The gun felt unbearably heavy in her hand. Suddenly, she felt so weak. If she could get out now, it wasn't too late. Without lowering her gun, Lindsay started to walk towards the house, until she stood still next to the back door. She stared at Sam, but cocked her head as she tried to listen to what was happening out front.
"Nothing is going on. It's fine. Don't worry,"
Dennis was saying.
Let me in. I'll wait."
Sam closed her eyes and begged Carrie to stay, her lips moving with the prayer. She knew Lindsay wouldn't shoot while Carrie was outside.
"Why not?"
Carrie was saying. "Come on, man. I trusted you. And now this?"
"There's nothing between me and Lindsay," Dennis was louder now. "This is complicated. Carrie just..."
But Carrie was inside, walking through the house towards them, with Dennis behind her, calling her back. Lindsay raised the gun.
"Stop,"
she said. The barrel was pointed at Sam. Carrie froze.
"Sam?"
Carrie turned. Dennis tried to take her arm and pull her away, but she snatched it from him.
"What the fuck is going on here?" "This has gotten out of hand," Dennis said.
Carrie's eyes were wide and shining with fear. Carrie, who had always seemed so tough and unshakable. Sam's hope began to fade into despair.
"So what happens now, Dennis?"
Lindsay said.
"Where do I stand in all this?"
Sam recognized the look in Lindsay's eyes, the tearing of her heart, the anger and the sadness. Now Lindsay was a woman with nothing left to lose. Sam saw that Dennis realized it too.
"Lins,"
he said, reaching to her slowly. Carrie stepped backwards as Lindsay took aim at them, her gun steady now, and said,
"Don't move."
Dennis put his arm in front of Carrie, guiding her behind him. He backed away slowly as he shielded Carrie from Lindsay.
"Don't fucking move!"
Lindsay screamed.
"Lindsay, please, this doesn't have to go any further," Dennis said.
Lindsay's breath came out in puffs as she tried to hold back her tears. "Lindsay, I get it," Sam said. "I know how you feel, and I'm so, so sorry."
"You don't get it,"
Lindsay said.
"I sacrificed everything for him."
"Lins," Dennis said again.
"No, I've had it. You've never treated me right."
Lindsay looked at Dennis with a pure and furious hatred.
"I know what you really are. I know."
"What's going on?" Carrie said quietly. Lindsay looked at Carrie over his shoulder.
"You want to know, film girl? Spoiler alert, Dennis."
The bang was so loud that for a second Sam thought that she had been hit. Carrie's scream sounded distant and faint. She closed her eyes while the sound rang in her ears, and when she opened them, she saw that the bullet had hit Lindsay through the mouth. Parts of her face slid down the side of the house and stuck to the window, shining red in the fading light. On the ground was a tooth, resting in a puddle of brain and blood. Lindsay's skull was leaking. Her one still intact eye fluttered and roved in its socket. Dennis walked towards Lindsay's body and collapsed. He dropped Harris's gun into the viscera and stared vacantly towards her corpse. The blood that leaked from her open skull was absorbed by the soft earth like rain after a storm. Carrie turned and vomited. Sam held a hand out to help Dennis up. He stood slowly, as if all his strength had drained from him. And she didn't feel afraid. She hugged him, holding her head against his chest, inhaled the smell of gun smoke and the tang of blood on his shirt.
"What the fuck just happened?"
Carrie said again, shaking. For some time, it was as if everything had stopped around them. The echo of the gunshot faded, engulfing them in silence. Even the wind seemed to have stopped while Sam, Dennis, and Carrie looked around themselves, unsure of what to do next. Soon, the cicadas started to whine, and the leaves of the palms rustled in a warm breeze. They had to carry on, Sam thought. They had to decide what was going to happen next. Epilogue. 3 months later. Sam took her seat at one side of the table, trying not to look at the others by focusing on the vending machine in the far corner. The inmates came in, uncuffed, and hugged their partners and children. Dennis turned heads as usual and received a kiss from Sam without complaint.
"You're back," he said.
"How was England?"
"Cold. I think I've acclimatized finally."
She smoothed a thumb over his wrist. She'd only been away a couple of weeks, just long enough to open a safety deposit box at the bank and arrange for her house to be cleared out into storage and sold. When she'd opened the front door to her home, the letters and flyers had tumbled out of the doorway like a pile of dead leaves. The air was stale, everything frozen in time. She had rummaged through the post, starting to panic that the pictures had never made it back home. But then she saw the envelope, her own handwriting barely legible. She had to steel herself before she opened it. Then, slowly and deliberately, she spread all the Polaroids out and looked at them, really looked, for the first time. Now she had the space, the privacy to think. The color was faded, but she could still envision the vivid red of broken flesh and the blue of their lips. They were posed, their hair purposely fanned around their heads, their arms resting at their sides, as if they were sunbathing, as if they were peaceful. She stared and tried to make sense of any of it. What she saw wasn't the anger of a man who wanted to hurt them, but the sickness of one who wanted to keep them. Then she thought of that day in the woods when Dennis had bent and lowered the kitten into a grave, had delicately and lovingly patted the earth, of the decorations he'd hung and the nail polish inscriptions. It wasn't her fault he didn't want her, she realized. It wasn't her body or her teeth. It was the warmth of the blood pulsing in her veins, the rise and fall of her chest, the way she moved against him when he kissed her. She had put the photographs back, sickened.
"Did you take care of the..."
Dennis asked her. "They're safe," she said, thinking of the Polaroids lying in the deposit box in England.
"Right."
She kissed his hand. They couldn't talk properly here, so she couldn't tell him that she knew, that she understood what the photographs meant. She had called the police shortly before she flew home, a payphone she had searched miles for, affecting an accent as best she could to disguise her identity.
"There are bodies in the Harrys' backyard," she had said. "Dennis Danson killed them? All of them. Lindsay Durst and Howard Harrys are the accomplices."
Then she'd hung up, run back to her car, and driven to the airport. She had watched the story unfold from the UK as the bones were raked to the surface. "I kind of missed this," Sam said.
"Missed what?"
Dennis said.
"This."
She gestured to the visiting room. "I always love coming to visit you." It felt safe, she thought, but didn't say. "And it's good we can touch here."
"Yeah,"
Dennis said, looking down. They want me to make a plea deal. Confess to killing the girls and get life imprisonment without parole.
Oh, said Sam.
She hoped he would take it. If he fought the charges and lost, death row was inevitable. Here, he could take his GED, maybe enroll on a college course. His cheeks were bronzed from his hours in the exercise yard. There were still those who believed he hadn't killed the girls. Carrie's faith had never wavered. Carrie loved him, just as Howard and Lindsay had. And that, Sam realized, was how he controlled them. How he had controlled her. Carrie swore that she'd seen Lindsay raise her gun before Dennis took the shot. To her, he was a hero. Sam's own memory of that final evening was vague, but she knew Lindsay hadn't raised the gun. When she held Dennis after, he had pulled the trigger. She had rested her head against his chest and listened to his heartbeat as slowly and steadily, as if he were asleep. It made her cold. Colder still when she noticed the tooth missing from the pool of blood in which it had rested. They don't have anything, Dennis was saying. Sam realized she hadn't been listening.
What? She asked.
My lawyer says there's nothing to tie me to the bodies in the Harris's yard. They've got nothing. Sam felt sick. When she thought about him being released, her hand moved instinctively to her stomach, to the baby growing inside of her. What if it's a girl, she thought. No. If she needed them, she always had the pictures. They couldn't make her testify against Dennis, not while they were married. But she could say that she found the photographs while she was sorting his things. She noticed Dennis staring at her growing bump, and she smiled. He blushed and looked away. It wasn't something they talked about. Dennis so much more at ease with the dead than the living. Sam wished he would do what was best for him, what was best for them. Take the plea deal, Dennis, she said, taking his hand across the table. Dennis squeezed her hand tighter and leaned into her. But when I'm out, we can be together. Anywhere you want. New York? Anywhere. He searched her face for a sign she believed him. Please, he added. Samantha. Sam stared into his eyes, so blue they still took her breath away. I'll always visit, she said. And she meant it. This was the way they worked, she thought, lacing her fingers with his. It had always been better, like this.
The Innocent Wife by Amy Lloyd. Read by Christina Cole and Lorelei King. Copyright Amy Lloyd 2018. Copyright in recording, Random House Audiobooks. Amy Lloyd has asserted her right under the Copyright Designs and Patents Act 1988 to be identified as the author of this work.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.